Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiavolino. Spotify announced it acquired the audiobook platform Findaway in an undisclosed deal. According to Spotify's head of audiobooks, Nir Zuckerman, the company plans to accelerate the addition of an audiobook catalog onto the platform so that users can effectively get all of the audio content that they want on one platform. Alibaba's Single Day is the largest online shopping event of the year. This year was no different. Total customer spending hit a new high of 540.3 billion yuan, that's about 84.5 billion US dollars. However, this was the first year the event failed to achieve double-digit growth in the year, with spending up 8.5%. Livestream shopping was featured during the event, with two Chinese celebrity online sellers reportedly generating $3 billion over 12 hours. Google confirmed it's reorganizing its innovative and long-term bets projects under the internal name of Google Labs. This new group will be led by VP Clay Bavor. Google Labs will include all existing AR and VR projects, the holographic video conferencing project Starline, and its in-house Area 120 incubator. Toshiba plans to split itself into three separate companies, with the goal of completing the spinoffs by the second half of its fiscal 2023. One company will hold its infrastructure services business, including things like energy systems and batteries. Another will be for technology devices like semiconductor manufacturing and hard drives, while the third will focus on its memory chip business. Patreon CEO Jack Conti confirmed the service is building a video hosting solution and player. Conti said this would be available to any creator, no matter their medium or no matter the upload format. No launch details were announced. Amazon rolled out a clip-sharing feature for Prime Video, currently limited to iOS users in the U.S. The initial rollout only supports a limited number of shows, with users able to create up to 30-second clips. Amazon plans to expand the feature to more of its original movies and series in the future. App researcher Alessandro Paluzzi found references in Instagram's code to a feature that would let live creators add moderators to streams. The feature appears to let streamers pick a moderator from people watching the stream, who would then be able to manage comments. No references in the code when the feature could roll out, and Instagram has not shared any official information on it. A Twitch app is now available in the Nintendo Switch eShop. The app can be used for watching streams, not streaming gameplay from the console. Stream Chat is also not available on the Switch, though the app does provide a QR code to bring up the chat on a phone. Pixel 6 devices now support heart and respiratory rate tracking using the phone's camera as an early access feature. This feature launched in March with Google Fit on previous Pixel devices. Google warns the feature is being fine-tuned and may be removed. Microsoft clarified that its education-focused Windows 11 SE OS will only be available on devices that ship with it. IT admins won't be able to install it on existing hardware. If a Windows 11 SE device is re-imaged with another version of Windows, you won't be able to reinstall SE. This is similar to how Microsoft treats ARM versions of Windows. President Biden signed the Bipartisan Secure Equipment Act of 2021 into law, which requires the FCC to adopt rules explicitly stating it will no longer review or approve any authorization applications for networking equipment that poses a national security threat. This will ban any approval on network licenses for companies flagged as national security threats, including Huawei and ZTE. And finally, a new patent filing by Apple outlines a system to display vision-corrected graphical outputs and standard graphical outputs on an electronic device. One feature in the patent is privacy eyewear, which could blur a screen to make it only readable through specific glasses. The patent also describes another system to distinguish unique details of a user's face, potentially opening the door for profiles with Face ID. These are just patents, so no guarantee either sees the light of day. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.